إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، الله سبحانه جل في علاه had told us that we will be tested. The fitten are abundance in the during the times of the tests and trials, as the darkness thickens, as the clouds hover over you with despair, as the hope of the doors that actually shut. The only door that opens is the door of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. There is a need of a cave for you to go to, and a beacon of light that will show you the way. And it has to be the Qur'an and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do people think that they will be left to say, I believe, without they being tested? The long list of tests are there. However, today we're just going to concentrate on one. Indeed, it is sufficient for us to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَن يُضَيِّعْ مَن يَقُوتْ Or يَعُول, another narration. It is sufficient of a sin that we lead astray our children, or we lose them in that matter. So we'll find out that the first haqq, the first rights of your children, believe it or not, is choosing the righteous spouse. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ إِلَهُ هَوَاهُ Have you seen those who follow their own whims and desires to be their God? In that way, what do you follow your own whims and desires pertaining to that topic? Do you follow your own whims and desires to follow culture before religion? Do you please creation before the Creator? Based on what you said, yes, ukhti. Based on what you said, yes, akhi, to your spouse. How did you really raise your children? In what way do you actually live here in the Western society, having the audacity to say to your children, I brought you here for a better life? And knowing very well that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, وَالْفِتْنَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ The fitna of losing your children, meaning what? You bring him to the West with having no two valuable things that I will tell you about soon, inshallah. And not giving him the fuel and the ammunition and the ample protection in order for you to release them to the society. They did not ask you to bring him here, nor did they ask you to let them go. So are you a dollar sign dad, or are you a career woman, ukhti? We will address these issues, inshallah, by the end of the khutbah. Hopefully, you'll have some guideline to react, but the best of it is to proact. And that's the reason we do this. So let's find out what Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, meaning this fitna. If you bring him here and have him the fuel and the protection, that is in itself, letting him go is worse than killing him. Because Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he says there are two types of fitna, especially for your children. Especially for you having to choose. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put those two fitna, the major ones, in one ayah, in Surah At-Tawbah 69. But he gave you the answer in Surah Al-Sajdah. So let's find out what they are and how we're doing. First, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is talking about nation before us and how we imitate them in every aspect, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تتبعن. Allah said, he said lam tawkid, nun mushaddad, a tawkid again. He says the illa anna surti, the certitude that you will follow them. He says واتبعوا خلاقهم فاتبعتم خلاقهم وخضتم كالذي خاضوا. اتبعوا, meaning nations before you, they followed their own whims and desires. That's what we mean. Have you not seen those who follow their own whims and desires to be their God, with a small g? Because you understand, as a Muslim, when you say La ilaha illallah, you have al-wala and al-bara in that statement, meaning the compromisable and the uncompromisable in that. You declare at-takhliya and tahliya, meaning the purification and the beautification within the statement of La ilaha illallah. Let me explain. When you say La ilaha, it's like a stain you have in your shirt. You cannot simply put a perfume on this spot and wear it. You have to wash. You wash that stain first, then you put the perfume on. So when you say La ilaha, I bear witness there is no deity, period. So you're washing anything that belonged, that you belong to. Anybody that used to be worshipped or was worshipped now or will be in the future. Illa, istithna, except. That's the beautification now. You are innocent of anything that you follow or your whims and desires. Illa Allah, la ma'bud bihaq illa Allah. No deity deserving to be worshipped except Allah. So let us submit, because your whims and desires will let you find out what kind of girl you're going to marry, or what kind of boy you go to, because he brought me this ring, or he drove in with a Mercedes Benz, or his hair flying in the air as he comes walking the white horse. We've been watching these Bollywood movies for a long time. We forget the Quran and Sunnah. And indeed, that's where we are. So we pay the price. It is sufficient for us, wallahi, to have grown men and women crying into our offices for over 20 years of counseling. Same record, same thing. We followed our own whims and desires. We stayed away from Quran and Sunnah. We pay the price. Our children pay the price. The progeny actually becomes a plea against us, not for us. Even though Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, proceed for thyself. Even though the hadith, which means your children, the hadith says, if the human being, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ, if you die, three things are actually cut off, except of three. If you listen to them carefully, you'll find them to be your children. How do you have a home, sweet home, not knowing all the aspects of it? So, that sadaqa jariya, beneficial knowledge, righteous child that will make a dua for you, is all embodied in the context of your home. Because the hadith says the best money you spend is for your family. That's your sadaqa jariya. Best money you spend is for your family. Knowledge which you teach your children are your ongoing. Every time you teach them something, or your family, they do it, they will get it. Till progeny, till judgment day. And a righteous child, how will a child know even this hadith exists if they don't teach him? So when we think about it, you'll find out that the two fitnas are in the Quran, as وَاتَّبَعُوا, they followed their own whims and desires. فَاتَّبَعْتُمْ خَلَاقِكُمْ, and then you followed your own whims and desires. You know the word khalaq in Arabic means? Khalaq is mata'un didda shari'a mafroodun fi dunya. It's like very short pleasure in the dunya. That's called khalaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that they will follow their khalaq. They will follow their own whims and desires. But we live here in Canada now. I'm Canadian, man. I imitate. I follow. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yakun ahadukum imma'a. Do not be a follower. He said, Bal wattinu anfusakum. Be steadfast. Hold on. So he says, وَخُضْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَاضُوا. الْخَوْضْ فِي الْبَاطِلِ. You followed falsehood. So he says, الخلاق, this pleasure, is called الشهوات. Your whims and desires, your pleasure of life. He says, وَالْخَوْضْ, you know, following falsehood, he says, الشُبُهَات, which means your doubts and desires, the double D. So if you follow your own whims and desires, you're falling into the trap of what? Your desire. That's your first shubha, first test and trial. And if you follow in ambiguity, meaning you don't even know your own religion, you have no answers for them, you're easy prey, you're on their turf, you don't even know the ABCs of Islam. Because we as parents are too busy with what? With a dollar sign. That's your ilah. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. So we call that a dollar sign dad. I don't know you, my son. I don't know you, my daughter. My job is to bring the food on the table, roof over the head, and clothes on your back. I don't know your favorite color. I don't know what your aspirations are. I don't know who you want to get married to. I don't know your favorite sport. I have no idea about you, but your name is so-and-so. Your number 1, 2, 3. Your ABC. So your children see you as a dollar sign. They need you as long as you do what you do. But when they grow up, you're not there for them when you're young. They're not going to be for you there when you're old. So when they make their own money, that dollar sign is gone. You don't need you anymore. So you're gone, dad. Thank you so much for nothing. A career mom. I've seen this with my own eyes, wallahi. A daughter cries when her mother is coming to pick her up from the daycare provider. You know why? Because she thinks that that daycare provider is her real mother. Because the mother wakes up in the morning, drops her off, she spends the whole day with the daycare provider. She comes after her career. She comes in to pick up the daughter cries. You're taking me away from my real mom. We're not saying don't work, ukhti. We're not saying it's haram. It's halal as long as it pertains to the sharia. That's all. It's not our topic, we're not going to get into it. But I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. Now how do you make your decision, akhi and ukhti? Let us go through quickly inshallah, but before that, that would be a second half. Let me give you the answer for the two. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, الشهوات, which is your whims and desires, because you followed them, you what do you want for a girl? 36, 24, 36, sold! I'm down. I'm talking the youth language because I'm trying to save the ones that are not there yet. We're not saying the ones that are married are doomed. La wallahi, we have a game plan for you too. But it takes 2 days to explain. But being proactive is the best approach. So let's find out. So he says, the shahawat, your whims and desires, are contained with the other two. Let's find out what the other two is. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula gave you the answer for the two in Surah Sajd, where it says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Says, we made them to be leaders, to invite others in our path, in our way. When they what? The first condition, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. When they were patient. So he says that is the cure for the first one, which is shahawat, meaning your whims and desires. خُط, this one is the khalaq. Sabr, patience, is the cure for the khalaq, which is your whims and desires. He says, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And they had certainty, they had knowledge about ayat, mu'jiza, knowledge of the deen. He says, that is the cure for number two. He is that for the khuttum, meaning followed falsehood. So he said, the patience are the cure for the shahawat, your whims and desires. That's your first D for the first ash. The second D, your doubts. He says you have to have knowledge, acquire knowledge, in order for you to be able to protect yourself. He says the second one is worse, because he says the first one, you can repent. You get older, you get married, you'll get over that. You don't do bar hopping anymore. You don't paint the town red. You don't have to follow your whims and desires. After a while, you will subside. But the second one, he said what? He says, مَآلُهَا الْكُفْرُ وَالنِّفَاقُ. your doubts about your own deen, the end of that, or the result, or the consequences of this illness, he says you will either be a hypocrite or a disbeliever. I don't have enough time to go into the fitan in itself. He says that's worse. So we have the two cures, and we don't have enough time. A second part, we will talk to you about how to be proactive. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula protect us from the fitan, ma zahara minha wa batan, and make our home sweet home, and protect our children. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un, astaghfirullah fa astaghfiruhu fa ya fawz al mustaghfirin. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic is how to make your home sweet home. So we say being a proactive is the best of all. Let us find out now about the 4x4 quickly. Since we know the scholars tell you the first haqq, first right for your children is to choose your righteous spouse. But usually when I ask the brother, Akhi, why did you say yes to this girl? My mom told me you gotta marry this girl, you're out of the inheritance. Otherwise we'll kick you out of the house. Wallahi, we get this. You think I'm joking? Subhanallah. I know you're laughing, but that's the fact, my brother. Our tradition is too strong, it's against our religion. And I'll tell you the reason why I said that. Don't raise your hand, don't even think about it. But the fact is, some of us pay dowry to whom? It's supposed to be us paying the dowry to the sister, according to Quran and Sunnah. There are no difference of opinion among the scholars. But do we still get the dowry from the sister to the brother? Wallah, I heard one brother tell me, I can't afford to marry my daughter off. I said, excuse me, what did you say? I can't afford to marry my daughter. I said, what do you mean? He said, I don't have money. I go, you're a Muslim, akhi? He said, huh? He says, have you not heard what the Quran and Sunnah say? That the money is supposed to become from the man? وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدَقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. You're supposed to do this. And then Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula, Allah said, فَضَّلَ. You are a rank above them. Why? بِمَا أَنْفَقُوا. You're supposed to spend. And I still get the complaints about the sisters. My husband is asking me and forcing me to work so I can spend. You didn't give me enough money for the dowry. I said, إِلَهِ غُفْرَانَكَ. So we go against the Quran and Sunnah and we expect our homes to be home sweet home. How? So let us go back to who we are. Is that too much to ask, akhi and ukhti? Are you going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyah, says, I'm from Egypt, I'm from Pakistan, I'm from India, I'm from Lebanon? Or are you going to say, I'm a Muslim? Prove it! Submit, did you? No, I didn't submit, ya Allah. I did not submit to your will, ya Allah. I caved in because the pressure of people. What do we always say? What will people say? What will people think? Have we thought about what Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula will say? What we will do when we meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will he tell us, ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah? Or will he say, suhqan, suhqan liman baddala wa ghayyar? Get away from me, forsake, I know you not, you're not from my ummah. لِمَنْ بَدَّلَ. Those who changed, وَغَيَّرْ, exchanged. So let's find out, in a few minutes that we have, before you come to our offices and cry. Let's talk to the sisters first. There are two things that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula mentioned in the Quran, and there are two things that Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Sunnah. And they rhyme, by the way, to make it easy for you. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula told you, ukhti, Ya abati istajir, inna khayra man istajart, al-qawiyy al-ameen. Oh, my father, hire him, alluding to Musa alayhi salam. The best of those who you hire is qawi, strong. According to At-Tabari, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says strong in iman. According to later scholars, he says qawi in everything, meaning the aspect of intellect, the deen, religion background, and finance, strength of academic, strength of physical, and every aspect of it, personality. He says strong in every aspect. And ameen. I don't mean to look for a brother called Amin and you're good. I mean, ukhti, Amin, you're trusting him with your life. You know what that's supposed to mean, akhi? If you play hockey before, you meet your your future father-in-law. Are you Amin? Oh baby, I love you so much. You know what? You're talking, my intention is clear. Honey, I want to marry you. But first I got to do blah, blah, blah. Is he Amin, Ukhti? Wallahi, he's not Amin. We don't have this Rapunzel, throw down your hair theory. No. You go through the door. You don't go around. So if a brother wants to play hooky with you, Ukhti, you tie him off right away because he falls off the condition. He's not Amin. He's not trustworthy. What is your trustworthy? What are you supposed to do, Akhi? Believe it or not, it starts with the sunnah, how you start your life. You pray 2 rak'at. You know why you pray 2 rak'at when you're alone with your wife? The first thing you do is because of that. You establish the word, Allahu Akbar. You understand? The sister will not follow you unless you say Allahu Akbar. She won't go in ruku' unless you say Allahu Akbar. She won't start the prayer unless you say Allahu Akbar. What does Allahu Akbar mean? Allah is greater than what? Everything. And that's what I mean by the obedience to Him is the obedience of Allah and His Messenger in the aspect of Allahu Akbar. God is greater. That's what I meant by Creator comes before creation. Religion comes before tradition. So your amana, you're supposed to take your wife away from the hellfire and into Jannah. But are you among the brothers and sisters? Shorten your dress a little bit. Tighten a little more. Show a little this. Hijab is not your ukhti, it's an option. So do you understand ukhti? There's a lot more. But qawi, as I mentioned, Amin is supposed to be. Now the other one, the two in the sunnah is khuluq and deen. So it rhymes. Qawiyun Amin, khuluq and deen. Just in case you want to memorize them. Khuluq is the matter, moral conduct. You know why? Because the bottom line of your ibadah, if you do your homework, you'll find out that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula coupled the ibadah with the akhlaq. If you look into the Quran, you will see that. You will see the fruit of the ibadah, your act of worship is your akhlaq, your moral conduct, your behavior. That's why he told you that the best of you men, who? Did he mention one ibadah? I will challenge anyone to give me that hadith. As a matter of fact, he says the best of you men, the best of his wife. You would expect to say the best of you men, the sawam al qawam al taqi al naqi, the one that prays during the night and fasts during the day, gives his money away and all of that. Not one single ibadah was mentioned. He simply said the best of you men, the best of his wife. Why? Because she knows you. She knows your true colors. She shares the good, the bad and ugly. She shares the soft and the tears, the laughter, the sorrows. She sees you morning, noon, at night. She knows your secrets, your intimate secrets. No one knows you more than your wife. So he says, the best of you men, the best of his wife. Because you come to this masjid, you act like Abu Bakr. But at home, you act like Abu Jahl. Who knows your true colors? Your wife. So if you want to know who you are, listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best of you men, the best of his wife. So he says, the akhlaq is that the ibadah. The akhlaq is the fruit of the ibadah. So he mentioned that in that case. So it says khuluq, the moral conduct. And the deen, the possessor of religion. If he hasn't, that means ukhti, according to one madhab, you cannot even marry anyone that doesn't have the deen. For you, my brother. Why did he marry this sister? My heart is aching, my knees are shaking, she doesn't eat bacon, it's true I ain't faking. And that's when I go to university to talk to the youth. I'm telling you, man, are you talking language? What are you? Is it gibberish English? I have no idea. Sheikh, the Canadian just gave her 9.5. How could I say no to that, man? I see her face in a cereal bowl. I'm so much in love. My heart is aching, dude. I can feel susu, sister susu, sister susu. Subhanallah. So let me give you the four. I'm talking to the youth language now, with all due respect to the elder. We're over that now. I'm talking to the ones that I haven't been there yet. Don't be fooled. I'm going to give you a visual so you'll understand what I mean. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tunkah al-mar'a li arba," there are four criteria the man woman should be married for. And the brothers memorized the one thing about the hadith. When I ask him, "What do you remember about the hadith?" He says, "Lijamaliha, of course, her beauty." Anything else you remember? I remember lijamaliha. Did I mention that? Yeah, you mentioned that, akhi. Her beauty. Okay, did I mention? Yes. That's the only thing you remember. But have you heard about the other three? About her wealth, her beauty. Islam is a practical religion. Yes, we accept. And he says her family. And that deen. He says, فَثْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَكَ. The true winning and success is the possessor of religion. Let me give you a visual because the time is up. So you won't forget it ever. And you won't come back crying. Because you're supposed to be protecting yourself and your lineage. So here's your visual, and we'll finish with that inshallah. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the true winning and the success with the beauty or the iman or the religion or the lineage and he says fadfar bidhat ad-deen, possessor of religion. If she doesn't have a religious background, akhi taribat yadak, meaning your hand will touch dust. That means you will lose everything. That's what this means. And the positive side, that means it's prosperity if she does have it. Number one is, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the deen. So we'll put the deen as number one. She's beautiful, add another zero. Okay, that's good. She's a 10. Now she's also rich. That's 100%, man. She comes from a good family. She's batting 1,000. Take away the deen. What do you got? You got 3 zeros. Enjoy. So you'll understand now that you have to do your homework in order for you to save yourself and save your lineage. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it and make your homes a home sweet home. Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to protect us all from the fitan ma dhahara minha wa batan. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Rabbana lakal hamdu kam baghi jalali wajhik wa azim sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awalina wa fil akhirina fil mala'il a'la ila yawm al-deen. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa izzal muslimina wa ali bi fadlika kalimatay al-haq wa al-deen. Wa adhil al-shirka al-mushrikina a'da'aka a'da' al-deen. أوقع الكافرين في الكافرين وأوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين. اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشمد بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطأ من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء وأعوذ بالله أن أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة.